pleased to be joined on the line right now by Michael Mercredi, the president of the North Peace Hockey League. The regular season just started this past weekend, so I guess get your comments on the fact that, hey, we got a new season now underway here.
Yeah, we kicked off this weekend. We had six of the eight teams have home openers. So, you know, overall, I think it went good.
Now, we did see one development just before the season started on the weekend with the Grimshaw Huskies announcing that they are going to be taking a leave of absence for this season. What's kind of sort of the situation, I guess, with the league right now with Grimshaw sort of pulling out here?
Well, first and foremost, you never want to see a team leave. You know, short of players, you know, if you have no players, you can't ice a competitive team or a team. So it was a very hard decision on Grimshaw's part. Spoke in length with them over the weekend. And, yeah, it's not good, but, you know, you want to see them come in as a team that's going to compete and, you know, not pull the pin halfway through. So it's very unfortunate, and plan moving forward is we're going to revamp the schedule a little bit where it makes sense, not reinvent the wheel, and move forward with the season. And we're looking for a great season, and we still got seven very competitive teams, and I expect nothing more than how it ended last year. It's going to be a great season.
Now, when it comes to kind of reworking the schedule, I'd imagine we'll probably get the little revisions of that at some point in the next couple of days here. Is there also going to be any kind of changes to the playoff format or anything else potentially around that?
Can't really comment on that much right now. We are having a league meeting tonight to hash out all those details. So we should have something out by the end of the week of what's going on here for the media.
All right, well, sure, be keep an eye out on that. Now, speaking of teams potentially kind of not in the league in this case, I know there was a presentation prior to the season about a group in High Prairie trying to get sort of back into the North Peace Hockey League. Now their bid was ultimately rejected, but that I would imagine that wouldn't preclude High Prairie perhaps to making another run at the NPHL in the future, would it?
You know, we're always looking for expansion teams, and, you know, the big ask is coming to the league meeting with a presentation and, you know, all your ducks in a row with ice, with player lists, you know, letters from your community, stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm going to work with High Prairie this fall and meet with them a couple times this year, so they will be ready for the spring meeting. And, you know, we just don't want to take any team that's not ready because, you know, we want teams to you know, sustain themselves for years to come, right? So just a better plan up front. I think, you know, all the teams want High Prairie back in. It's just a matter of getting the right documentation and, you know, everything in place to make it successful.
Now, when it comes to a kind of sort of moving forward with this season, as mentioned, it did start just this past weekend. What are going to be sort of the, I guess, priorities the league has for working on going through the season?
You know, just making sure that, you know, everything is, you know, all the teams are ready to compete on every game night. You know, for the most part, all the teams have great plans in place, so, you know, weekends are good for hockey. So, you know, the fan base and, you know, making sure they got their, you know, their 50-50s in place and, you know, everything like that, which they give back to the community. So, you know, I'm excited for the season.
It'll still be interesting to follow the season for the North Peace Hockey League. League president Michael Mercredi, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Have a great day.